Hello and welcome to FUMS Fitness Tips, a podcast where we discuss all things fitness, including the benefits and challenges one might face on a fitness journey and how to overcome them. My name is Fumi Johnson and I am your host. It's Podcast Thursday! Thank you for joining me once again for another episode of FUMS Fitness Tips. I am very grateful for your continued support. It really does mean a lot to me. So the last few weeks, we took a little detour with the podcast content and structure with my very first podcast interview with the lovely Mona Lisa on episode 7. And last week's episode was my first year fitness anniversary. Both great episodes. Please give it a listen if you haven't. Now this week, we're building on from the food chat on episode 6. We are discussing calories. I was actually going to focus on calorie deficit because that is something I know very well for my fitness journey, as it is literally the only way to lose weight. However, I decided to actually take it one step back and actually tackle calories before we delve into the various ways in which it is consumed. Calories are quite straightforward, but they can also be a little confusing at the same time. I thought the best way to explain calories is with an analogy which everybody can relate to: money. No surprises that I chose that coming from a finance background, eh? Okay, so calories are basically the currency of food, or the value of each food and drink item we consume. Now think of your body as your bank account and your calories as the money you have in the bank. Now everybody needs a certain amount of money in the bank to stay afloat, and by that I mean money for your essentials like food, clothes, a roof over your head, and to pay your bills, and maybe a small amount disposable for extra activities. This is called your maintenance calories. This is the number of calories that you are recommended to eat daily to maintain and basically function. Now, some of us have extra money in the bank because we earn more and want to get bigger and have more assets. So we have surplus amount of money in the bank. This is called calorie surplus. Now, if your goal is to gain weight because you're trying to grow your booty, for example, or you're trying to get bigger, you would need to be in a calorie surplus and consume more calories. Continuing with the money analogy, sometimes some of us are not so good with how we consume the money in our bank account. We have a tendency to overspend and go over our recommended allowance. Now that's not the end of the world, life happens. What we need to do is to check our bank balance, see how much we've gone over, and rein it in. To do this, we need to be in a budget. This budget is called being in a calorie deficit. When we've been consuming more than the daily recommended calories we should eat or drink, we go over budget. In order to lose weight, you need to be in a calorie deficit. It's that simple. Just like with your finances, if you're overspending, you need to be disciplined, create a budget to get back on track. A calorie deficit is probably the most difficult of the three ways we consume calories because it requires accepting that we're overweight because we consume too much calories and being disciplined enough to create a plan to tackle it and stay on track. Here comes a disclaimer. Being disciplined by being in a calorie deficit is not a recommendation to starve and eat too little calories or go on a fad diet. It can actually be achieved by moving more through fitness and exercise, which burns calories through activity, and eating less by not overeating. Calorie deficit is such a huge topic, so I would like to actually dissect it further and explain it on next week's episode. So watch out for that. Right, so I hope that my analogy has given you a little bit of a clearer understanding of calories and the three ways in which they're generally consumed. Yes, Fums, thank you, I understand. But how am I supposed to know how many calories I should be consuming if I need to be in a calorie deficit, surplus, or maintenance? Good question. It varies from one individual to the next because we all require varying levels of energy, which we get from calories in food and drink that we consume. In addition, everyone has different metabolisms that burn energy at different rates, and some people have more active lifestyles than others. The calories needed for each individual is dependent on the age, gender, weight, and activity level. The good news is, to determine how many calories you should be eating, there's a free online calorie calculator you can use. Here's how to find it. Go to Google and type in the James Smith calorie calculator. The search results should bring up the JSA macro calculator. Follow the steps based on your fitness goals and put in the details which help the calculator generate the calories you should be consuming. The goal here is to provide you with a guide and knowledge of the calories that is recommended for you. I hope this helps. To summarize, calories are the currency of food we consume in a surplus, a deficit, or maintenance. How we choose to consume calories is dependent on your health and fitness goals. If you aim to gain weight, get bigger, calorie surplus it is. To lose weight, you have to be in a calorie deficit. Finally, when you've achieved your desirable weight, to either get bigger or smaller, you need to consume your recommended maintenance calories to remain that weight. There you have it. Calories explained the best possible way I can. I really hope that this is giving you a better understanding of calories. It's always great to hear your feedback on how you found today's episode. You can do this by leaving me a voice message on the podcast. A link to do this in the podcast description box wherever you listen to FOOM's fitness tips. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, you can actually leave me a review. You could also comment on my Instagram fitness page at FOOM's fitness and tag me in your stories. This really helps get people to see and learn more about the podcast. Thank you in advance for doing this. Okay, it's time for the super fun, entertaining, and active part of the show. You know what's coming. It's exercise of the week. In this segment, I choose an exercise, briefly discuss it, and suggest that you do this at least once before our next episode. The exercise of the week for this week's episode is, drum roll, plank toe touch. Abs, baby. As I said on episode 7, abs is actually my least favorite body part to train. However, we've got to train every body part, can't neglect it. I chose today's exercise because my favorite type of ab exercises are those that strengthen the core and other body parts. The plank toe touch works your shoulders, triceps, hamstrings, and your core. Here are your instructions. Get into a straight arm plank position. Keep your feet shoulder width apart. Ensure your body is straight with your shoulders, hips, and knees aligned in a straight line. Raise your hips as you lift up your right arm and extend to touch the toes of your left foot. Do not bend your knees whilst doing this to keep your hamstring muscles engaged. Return to the starting position, ensuring that you engage or tighten your core to prevent your hips from sinking. Then raise the opposite arm to touch the opposite toe. That's it. You've just done 2 reps of a plank toe touch. Move at a moderate pace. Doing this too fast could actually cause a shoulder injury. The plank toe touch is pretty challenging if you do it in the correct form and engage the right muscles. But if you'd like to take it up a notch and challenge yourself even further, you could use a pair of dumbbells. Following the same instructions I just gave, drag along the right dumbbell to the left toe and return to the starting position, and doing the same with the opposite arm and the opposite toe using the dumbbell. Now, if you haven't got any dumbbells, you know the drill. Use 2 cans of beans or 2 water bottles. Do not let a lack of equipment limit you. Let's get these gains. I want to thank you all for taking a moment out of your day to download and listen to my podcast. It is hugely appreciated. Please subscribe to my podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, and anywhere you listen to podcasts. Leave a comment, share this with your friends and families via word of mouth on your social media platforms. Tell everybody about FOOM's fitness tips. You can also find me on my website, www.foomsfitness.com, and on my Instagram fitness page at FOOM's Fitness. See you next Thursday for another episode of FOOM's Fitness Tips podcast. Bye!